Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says SportsCenter is musty.
Louisville fans also would have a watch party.
And James Strebel.
Maben and Rummage would go on YouTube Live and would react live to it. Look at this. We're on SportsCenter, Ma. We're on SportsCenter, Ma. That's what would happen. Bad SportsCenter. You wish you had Spectrum. You ain't got any of it. You don't have Spectrum. You don't even have recruits on Spectrum.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, Mitch. There's a bunch of them now.
A bunch of what?
Oh, Big Rig's going to be on one. Just what great art for this Friday. We'll get to it here in just a second. Reminder, Louisville baseball this weekend over on 93.9. 5:50 pregame today. Louisville's there in Chapel Hill taking on North Carolina. Reds and Rockies tonight, 8:10 pregame, 8:40 first pitch right here. Excuse me, on ESPN 680, 105.7. Mitch, the Reds lost last night. Any commentary?
No. I mean, should be simple to sweep the Rockies and Pirates. If you're a good baseball team, you should be able to do that.
There you go. There it is.
There it is.
There's the analysis.
You're a good baseball team, sweep the Rockies and Pirates.
All right, so here, this is just, it's such art. It's on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Don't be so scared.
I'm not scared.
You're giving
me this scared look right now.
It's
a quizzical look.
You should be a quizzical look.
Yeah.
Lachlan McClain.
Oh, man. Oh, here we go.
You knew exactly where this was going.
Yeah.
Lachlan McClain.
Doing? Dipping his toe again.
Well, I just saw one, 12 minutes ago, I saw one poll question. That he put up on Twitter.
But before he put these up, he put random sports questions incoming.
Yeah, see, I didn't see that. I just saw the very first one.
Random sports questions.
Here we go.
They're not random.
No.
And of course, they're not random.
I have an idea.
Yeah, of course you have an idea.
Yeah.
So let's just go through them all right now. And I don't even know. I've only seen a couple.
I'm going to be frustrated. I can tell.
It's art.
Okay.
It's the Mona Lisa of Twitter.
Okay.
Who would you rather have?
Oh, don't do it. Don't.
L. Ellis or Ty Ty Washington?
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
There it is, Mitch.
He's on the news. What's he doing?
Why, he's not. He's recorded.
Well, he recorded the news.
Yeah, he recorded the news.
Who would you rate? He has no idea about either player. That's the richest thing about this. Richard did Hershey's Milk.
No, he learned about Ty Ty a week ago, didn't he?
He just learned about it. Yeah, because he's like, Cal got a guy, he's like 25, and it's like, no, he's not. He's going to be like a top 15 recruit. He had no idea. He has no idea about any of these
guys.
No,
he has no idea. He has no update in his firmware because he's been out of the biz, as they would say.
Yeah, or the other one.
So currently it's 60-40 Ty Ty Washington.
Wow, I'm shocked.
By the way, I think L. Ellis could be. I think L. Ellis and Ty Washington
could be around the same kind of player.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't disagree with that.
I don't think that's an overly hot take because I think Louisville needs one to be pretty damn good, and Kentucky they need Ty Ty Washington to be pretty damn good. Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
I'm voting Ty Ty.
I voted Ty Ty as well.
Okay, me too.
Who would you rather have, Sam Williamson or Keon Brooks? It's a crappy question.
That's terrible.
It's a sad question.
It's a sad question. They don't even play the same position. At least.
I put Sam Williams.
Yeah, I'm going Sam, too. Strebel, they've been compared, for years now.
They had. No, that's fair, but they're not the same. I thought he was going to do position by position.
I don't ask. You're doing too much with just revel in the art.
You're right.
We don't
too much
get
analysis.
Jules because he's neutered by
Spectrum
and other things, so he can't. We don't get this arrogance because you know what he's doing here.
I know what
he's
doing.
Because he's got a bunch of Louisville people on his account, so he's trying to make it look like his followers believe that Louisville seems better than Kentucky.
That Ty Ty Washington
what's going on
backfired
here.
Real quick. Didn't
we'll see.
Yeah.
who would you rather have? Noah Locke or C.J. Frederick?
See, that's not...
Is there another option?
They're not...
Currently, C.J. Frederick leads right now,
57-43. He's backfiring on him. Oh, I got to retweet all my UK friends. I'm going to do
all
that.
All my yes. UK friends.
To further dilute his...
Who are all your UK friends? Just, look at you.
You know, yeah.
This one's going to get you. Who would you rather have? Malik Williams or Damian Collins?
Get that.
Malik Williams leads 57% to 43%.
I guess I can see that one because you've actually seen him play. But, I mean, he's hurt all
he
the time.
Play.
He doesn't play. He's hurt all the time.
If you made me choose, I would honestly take Damian Collins just because Malik never plays. Because I'm worried about him not playing.
Right.
But this last one is the...
It's the haymaker.
It is. It is.
It's the knockout punch.
It really is. Who is a better coach?
Locke.
He can't help himself, man. He really can't.
He said he's
addicted to it. Here it is. You don't even know who the options are yet.
John Calipari is somebody else.
Who is a better coach? Mark Stoops or Jim Harbaugh?
What the bleep? He went off the rails on that one.
It's got 514 votes.
Random poll question.
514.
Wow.
83% say Mark Stoops.
He's so pissed. You're right.
And they all backfired
on him. His entire plan was like, I'm going to get these polls. To show how UK sucks at everything, and I can laugh. And then they're all backfiring on him. Oh, that's great.
Oh, man, that's great. It really is.
He's got nothing to do. Andy, Mitch.
He's hurting right now.
He wants to be in this game that we're in right now.
I know.
So bad.
I know.
It would have been a great year for him.
He's
talking about mask mandates.
He made the biggest mistake of his life.
He should have waited one more year.
He should have waited one more. Not only that, I mean, he should
have. He should have waited through this year where Kentucky stunk.
Yeah.
And he could have explained away Louisville, like he did before.
And he's doing it now.
Virginia did lose to Ohio in NCAA tournament, but at least Virginia made the tournament.
Yes. No, he made a massive, massive error by leaving these airwaves. He could have been king of 10 a.m. radio on ESPN Louisville, but he's like, I want to go to Spectrum because I believe in telling stories or whatever lame excuse he gave. Locke, I'm telling you right now, you screwed the pooch on this. You absolutely screwed the pooch. Instead of going to Twitter and sneaking into Andy and my DMs, you can actually say these things and not get in trouble for it and not be reprimanded by the bosses at Spectrum.
Retweeting him.
I am too. I got you on the break. Yeah.
Man, I feel. I mean, they just all backfired right on him.
Well,
when I saw who's a better coach, Jim Harbaugh or Mark Stoops,
that was an upset.
My legs tingled for a second.
He knew he could. As much as he doesn't like John Calipari, he knew he couldn't put that John Calipari Chris Mack tweet out there. Who's a better? He knew what was going to happen if he would have done that. It would have been like 90% to 10%. And he knew it. So he had to pivot to Mark Stoops. He had to pivot to Mark Stoops because he knew Calipari was going
to
win.
Mark Stoops, you're exactly right. Oh, man.
I can't get Cal. I'll get Stoops.
Man, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's exactly what he did.
He couldn't have put a Satterfield either because that also would have been an L for him.
Louder than life. You want me to –
we need to go over that.
How jacked up you are for that.
I'm so excited. I got to pull the lineup up.
You and Mitch were talking about it during the break.
Yes. I was like, I had to pick the dates because there's no way I can go all 4 days. Mitch was like, yeah,
September 23rd through the 26th.
Yes.
Okay, it's 4 days. The headliners, the main headliners for that Thursday, Korn, Stained, Cypress Hill, Anthrax,
yes.
Seven Dust.
Yes, I could do, Seven Dust has like one good album. I could do without the Seven Dust, but I mean, the rest of those are really, really good. Really, really good. I'm pumped. I'm so excited. I've only seen Korn the one time, and I want to see him again. I know it's probably not going to be as good because they're all old now,
but I still like the songs.
So you want to see Korn?
I do. I want to see that first day. Cypress Hill's. Oh, I love Cypress Hill. Cypress Hill's awesome. I'd like to see Anthrax just because they're one of the big four thrash metal bands. That first day's pretty damn good.
Okay.
I like it.
Friday, Metallica, Jane's Addiction, Rise Against. And then I don't know some of the other bands on there, but those
Kill
are the
Switch Engage. I know.
Yeah,
that.
Those are the main ones. What do you think about that?
That's probably a day I can skip.
You're gonna skip that
day.
Yeah,
because I
would agree with you.
I would skip that day. I'm not a big Jane's Addiction guy. Rise Against, meh. I've seen Metallica twice, and I can see them again on day four.
So for me, it would be Saturday that I would skip. Nine Inch Nails, Snoop Dogg, yeah. Machine Gun Kelly. And then others. You have a thought on that?
That's my day.
I'd like to see Nine Inch Nails and Snoop
Why is
Dogg.
That your day?
Oh, Snoop.
I would love to see Snoop Dogg.
But that would be it.
I like
Machine Gun Kelly, too.
I couldn't name you a Machine Gun Kelly song. All I know is that he played Tommy Lee in the Netflix movie about Motley Crue.
And then Sunday, Metallica, Judas Priest.
That's the day.
Mudvayne,
yes.
Seether, Pennywise. That's
yes.
your day?
So
you're a Thursday Sunday guy.
Yeah, I think I'm Thursday Sunday. I think I can do Thursday Sunday. I would show up at the end of Saturday just to see Snoop Dogg and Nine Inch Nails. I wouldn't stay the whole day for that.
Well, Saturday you have Kentucky football.
Yeah, I do. So I'd have.
I mean, you have Kentucky
anyway.
Football.
Yeah, but what they play at
I mean,
noon?
Yeah, but you guys are going to the SEC championship.
Well, they play
but
at
every
noon.
Game's such a huge game.
Yeah, if they play at noon, I can still go see Nine Inch Nails.
How about that?
Yeah, but no, I'm Thursday, Sunday are the days I'm zoning in on.
You're zoning in
I'm
on.
Zoning in on those days. I'd like to see Judas Priest and Mudvayne and Metallica. See, there's yeah, they're all right. They
what if I told you you could get a VIP tent?
I would be very happy.
Just throwing it out there.
I got some T-shirts I'm ready to wear.
You got some T-shirts.
I got some band shirts I'm
what
ready to wear.
What band shirts?
I got some band shirts. I got a little Slayer. I got a little Tool. I got a little a Mastodon. I got some bands. I might add a few more.
So you're gonna dress up for this?
Yeah.
You're not gonna wear your Hawaiian shirts or any of that.
No, I think
you should wear that. I think you would look awesome in a Hawaiian shirt in the pit for Mudvayne. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
N says, yeah. N says, don't forget Streeble. Metallica will not play the same songs on both days. That's fine.
I know, but I've seen them twice already, and they played different songs in those sets as well. But I could see me in the mosh pit while Mudvayne plays Dig, and I have on one of my Hawaiian shirts. And I catch a forearm to the grill when I'm out.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mitch, go ahead. Man, you got to mark that in the pit for Mudvayne with a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I'm counting here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Did you see? I'm trying to look at who put these out now. Let's see here. DraftKings. Oh, this was DraftKings.
Okay.
They have put out. In fact, I need to go look at this. They have put out that Kentucky to win the SEC is 50-1. They have them 10th.
Wow, 10th. Big dog. Big dog.
Shoot that over to him?
He's going to see it. I'm surprised he hasn't tweeted yet.
Well, he's tired last night. He had OVW.
He did have OVW last night, yes.
Yeah, he had OVW. They're behind Alabama, Georgia, A&M, LSU, Florida, Auburn, Missouri, Ole Miss, and Tennessee.
Wow.
Tennessee's 40-1. Kentucky's 50-1 to win the SEC.
Wow, behind Tennessee and Missouri. I mean, that's
they're tied for 5th in the East behind Georgia, Florida, Missouri. They're tied with Tennessee at 14-1.
Wow. That's, I mean, as a Kentucky fan, and I don't care, people, you can't be mad at that. That's where we've been.
Well, Kentucky's only mad at that.
I know they are, but that's where we've been. We've been 5th.
That's all they're mad at.
Yes, you can't get mad at that because that's
I
where
mean,
Kentucky's
10th, though?
Been.
I mean, come on.
10th, I'm surprised at. I feel like Kentucky's going to be better than Missouri, and they're going to be better than Tennessee.
Because
I just they think
beat,
they are.
Did Missouri win last year?
Yeah, but
they have Kentucky a better quarterback.
My guy Connor Bazelak.
Kentucky beat them five straight games.
I don't care
games.
About four. Something that happened
I'm just
four
saying,
years ago.
It was an anomaly.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, that's fine. I think Kentucky's better than Missouri. I think
Kentucky plays South
Tennessee.
Carolina that day. Don't worry. I don't know. N says that's a noon game. I don't know. I could see that game being – a quirky 4:30 SEC network or a 7:30. I disagree. That could be a night game.
It was like a 7:30 game this year, I believe. Yeah. His last game of the season.
It's worthy of being at noon. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
It needs to be up there with Iowa and
Iowa versus Northwestern.
Yeah, that's exactly where it needs to be up against Indiana, Michigan State. Those games all need to be on at the same time.
Iowa State.
I'd kill for Indiana, Michigan State football right now.
Yeah. Oh,
that'd be fantastic.
Yes.
I don't Mitchell when it's Indiana. I'm going to make fun of Grossman, but I would.
Yeah. I've been kind of missing football a little bit, not going to lie.
Oh, you think
I'm ready for football season to start, even if my team's going to win five games.
Speaking of football, my wife texted me today, and she was like,
what did she say?
She said, Chicago Bears play the Browns in Cleveland. We need to get tickets.
Yeah.
Somebody do some
that'd be a good idea.
NFL game.
You're not going to do that for a myriad of reasons.
She's a Bears fan.
Do you want me to dive into why you're not going to do that? Have you looked at tickets to go to games?
I know how expensive they are, but this is where my brain's going.
Where are the kids going? They staying here?
Play with Grammy? Nana or somebody? Yeah.
Grandma or nanny.
Then we get the wife and I, hotel room, drinks.
You're $1,500 into this weekend. You're not doing it.
Well, I might do it.
It's either there or the pool. Got to decide.
Those are two separate things. I'll look at tickets. After the show, I'll look.
Why don't you just leave the kids at the mother-in-law's?
That's what I'm saying. The kids will stay with the grandparent, and we'll go, and we'll have a good weekend. This is a couple's weekend.
Texas says 50-1 with all the 4 stars. How's that taste in the kitchen?
Those 4 stars are next year's recruiting class.
Texter says, Strieble just said, I got a little tool.
No, I have a tool t-shirt. I didn't say
Texter
I have a
little tool. Texter says, let's be honest, Strieble does not have any little shirts.
Oh, they're smaller than you think.
Texter says, at 4:10, Strieble said, I've got a little tool.
Okay, maybe I did say that. All right, there.
Texter says, LOL, at 4:11, market, I got a little tool.
Talk about the band. I had the band t-shirt.
Texter says, Strieble just said he had a little tool.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. That's fine. Put on the...
Texter says, does caller Emily know he has a little tool?
She doesn't know what
Mitch,
I have.
Mitch, now we got to say, I got to hear the sound. I missed it.
I didn't
even know. Texter says, 4:10, got a little tool. Texas says, oh, my God, holy crap, I got a little tool.
The band. Not. Fine.
Texas says, can Round Eddie name one Cypress Hill song besides Insane in the Brain? It's a great. You know what? It's fantastic.
Sawed off shotgun, baby.
I have no idea. I don't really care for Cypress Hill.
Sawed off shotgun, hand on the pump. Yep. I know. You act like I don't know Cypress Hill. Black Sunday's a great album. Get the bleep out of here. 40 hits from the bomb. No, 12 hits from the bong. Sorry. 12 hits. I don't know why I said 40. I can keep going. I love Cypress Hill. Bleep you, Dexter. Round Daddy can't name the Cypress Hill song.
He brought the bona fides, Mitch, and said 40 hits of the bong.
12 hits from the bong.
It doesn't matter. Both were funny.
Yeah, so then bleep you, Dexter.
Texas says Sweeney just needs to claim Louisville and quit acting impartial.
I just love
Texas
those.
Says, are you going to play a little catch with the mitt in the hotel room?
Yeah, I don't play catch indoors.
Texas says, Tamar Bates is now a 5-star. Mike Woodson getting it done. A terrible text in the midst of all these different things. We have a Mike Woodson text.
Getting it done.
Just right in the middle of all this sports radio feces.
Yes, and the one Indiana fan out there listening had to chime in. Thank you.
There's no way you're going to go to a Bears game. I mean, $250 a ticket, hotel room. Yeah. I mean, come on. There's no way.
We'll see.
Pound 900 beers.
I had to drink before the game. I paid $14 a
my
beer
goodness.
At the game.
Oh,
so,
but you already got $1,000 in the weekend. You might as well spend $14 on a couple beers.
$1,000.
Texas says, get Louis Rabeau on. Well, we were going to, but Louis hasn't done his handicapping for your pick four yet, Mitch.
Oh.
It's only Friday afternoon.
I thought he'd have that
that's
in
fine.
By now.
That's, no, it's fine. That's
you're
fine.
Not nervous?
No.
I mean, it's too late now. I mean, you already know
you
you're losing.
You got to see how the track plays first. Come on. You're listening to an expert handicapper here. You got to see how the track plays.
He's watching races on the top of Pimlico. Like the actual top, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
How Louis Rabeau rolls.
There you go.
Private car, private jets, top of the building.
Texas S. Sweeney dismisses UK winning streaks against opponents, but UK loses one game in 5 years to a team, and it's the end of all be all joke.
End all be all joke.
Missouri is a better quarterback than you.
We don't know that.
We do know that.
No, we don't.
I feel like I know that.
I don't think we do know that.
We don't know. Will Missouri's whatever his name is be better? Well,
Baseline.
You know what? I don't want to get into that. It's such a crap question.
Connor Baseline.
It's such a crap question.
I'll never forget it. It's because of Mitch loves him. That's the only. I mean, I'll never forget that guy's name.
Texas says Strieble is the tool.
That's funny.
Do we have Strieble saying it, Mitch?
No, I'm still trying to find it.
I mean, I understand why people were like, why people would think I wouldn't know Cypress Hill music. I understand that. But I'm still offended by it.
Texas says, is that Jack Grossman's burner talking about Mike Woodson? Texas says, nobody cares about Mike Woodson.
I care about Mike
Texter,
Woodson.
Vince Merrow and Cal have hacked the UK fan base's cheat code. As long as you convince them they'll be great soon, you don't actually ever have to do it.
Huh. I think there's truth to that in football. I disagree on basketball. John Calipari has to produce. There's no doubt about it. And he's operating like he has to produce. 100%. The way he's recruiting, everything he's doing, he knows last year's an abysmal failure, and he's got to do something about it.
Definitely.
I got a little tool. Oh, man, I did say it. Damn it. Shoot. I did say it, man. I got a little tool.
I mean, there's nothing. What's Ennis talking about
there's
today?
There's nothing.
I want to text Ennis. What are they talking about today?
Yeah, I want.
Like, what's Blankenbaker? Is Blankenbaker just talking about the Preakness?
He's honestly talking about the Preakness?
Because they're not talking about Louisville basketball.
You don't think
they're
so?
They're not talking about KD Johnson.
You don't think,
no one knows who KD Johnson is.
You don't think Blankenbaker's offended by that list?
He doesn't know the list exists.
Then he's not a Louisville man.
We know he's not a Louisville man.
I know, but this further proof that he's not a Louisville man.
I did hear. Oh,
go
sorry.
Ahead. No, go
ahead. I did hear that the L1C4 thing, whenever we want to get to it.
Well, I was going to tease that literally next. Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, no, go ahead.
One of the suggestions to replace it was Louisville men.
Who suggested that? Really? You're pulling my leg.
I'm not.
Who suggested that? They need to be fired from whatever job they have. And if they're a little, they need to be, like, if they have season tickets, they need to have them revoked.
Oh, man.
Send it to Vince Tyre. Revoke. They should never be allowed in a Louisville game again.
Well, let's dive into this. Mitch, you will lead the discussion. Should Louisville drop L1C4 next?
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I thought that IG model season was like now.
Was like now.
It starts and it goes all summer. I get the winter. It's cold. You don't want to be in a bikini when it's cold outside. I get it. Even though Miami never gets cold. So I don't understand what's going on.
And James Strieble.
Mitch brought it up yesterday. I think it was Mitch. They're all doing the OnlyFans thing. That's what it is. They're ditching IG and they're saying, pay me for my bikini pics now, which I ain't doing. So if IG dies, I'm not transitioning to OnlyFans.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man. He doesn't like how that one sounded being played back.
No.
You don't like that.
I don't like that.
That one's not a good one for you.
No.
Because sometimes you smile.
Yeah.
That one, you weren't smiling. You were grimacing.
More of a grimace than a smile. Yeah. I didn't like that one.
Oh, I figured. Hey, thank you to Bear Nose, George and Company at Bear Nose by the Bridge, dropping off some lunch today to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Great stuff as always. If you're thinking for lunch, dinner, whatever it may be, coming up tonight and this weekend, they got you covered. It's Bear Nose, and all Bear Nose locations are delivering alcohol still. So carry out delivery that's still going on. Support local today and do so with our good friends at Bear Nose and Bear Nose by the Bridge. Yeah, it's that good. It's Bear Nose Pizzas. So always appreciate that.
I think I'm going to do a little Bear Nose tonight.
Oh, tonight? How about that? What, I mean, the kids just mostly, what, cheese, right?
Yeah, cheese.
Oh, come on.
I know. I try.
Was the wife work or something?
No, but we're going to be at the baseball fields. And it's just
what, tonight?
Easy, tonight, yeah, over New goodness. Albany. So it'll just be easy to just swing over to Bear Nose after the game.
Now, are you going to be – what's going on? Do you have anything set up tonight at the baseball fields?
Not that I know
any people of. Any people waiting for you? Or
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
You're a big deal there. That's what I'm asking.
The usual people, you know, will be there waiting, you know, to say hello. But they're just, you know, different parents that I'm friendly with.
Okay,
so we'll see.
There you go.
I might get a hello or two, maybe. I don't know. I just don't know what to say. Like, if,
how do you
like,
melt?
I have no idea.
Well, I just
now we got to dive into it. What do you mean? What do people say? Then we'll help you. Mitch and I will help you.
So that like people like when they find out who I am or they know like they figure it out.
It's so douchey.
They mean I know it is. That's why I hate this.
When you say it out loud,
cringy.
It sounds so much
I know,
worse. It really does.
But like they immediately just want to like dive into like sports takes. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
What else would they talk to you
yeah,
about?
Yeah, and that's fine. It's whatever. It's fine. I
said today on the radio I have a little tool.
Yeah,
that
would be very strange.
It
and
would
then they'll
be
like, he's a weirdo, like he is on the radio in real life.
Okay, so let's dive into this, Mitch. Are you passionate? Mike Rutherford's site, Card Chronicle. Mitch, have you ever heard of that site before?
I think I've heard him mentioned.
Okay, I don't know young Connor. I don't know if he's young. I have no idea how old
this?
He is. Connor.
Connor, okay.
That's
so
who
Connor.
Wrote it.
Okay, Connor wrote
okay.
this. All right. All
again,
right.
Strebel used to create fake emails to harass Mike Rutherford not too long ago. Anyway,
like a decade.
They want to ditch L1C4 for Red Rage.
I don't like this.
I don't care what you like.
I
so
know.
What's the discussion around this, Mitch, with Louisville gas bags?
I'm not a big fan of the Red Rage, but I'm totally for ditching L1C4. I've always thought it was corny. No one uses it anymore. Like recruits don't use it anymore. Like it's always L's up or something else. Flyville, whatever the team 107, whatever you know. They never like no one uses L1C4 anymore.
Team 107.
I hate when people do Team 107.
What is
I
that?
I hate that.
What's
when
the
you
reference?
Number your teams.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They're the 107th yeah. team in Louisville basketball history.
Yeah, I'm saying that's
awful.
I'm saying that's not a preference for me. It's become a new thing in the last couple years or so.
Really?
That's not. It's not a.
It's
not
Mac,
something
it's,
that
it's
I
a,
like.
It's a Mac thing. I don't think
yeah,
Patino
but it's not
ever
only
did it.
Louisville. No, Patino did not do it, but it's not only Louisville. It became a trend to do that.
Really? I've missed this completely. This is like news
to
me.
You've made fun of it before.
It's to cater to the older players. I mean, it's just like I was in a fraternity. Like I have like a fraternity number. Like if you meet someone who's also alumni of your same fraternity, like, hey, I'm number something, something, something. You go, oh, I'm number something, something, something. It's just
what's
something.
Your number?
I can't remember.
Wow.
Birdhead Ryan gave me his. And I was like, man, I totally forgot mine. Like, I have to go find my little card or whatever that has it on it.
Your card?
Yeah, you get a card.
You get a card?
You get a card.
Yeah, yeah, but how does Birdhead Ryan know his frat number and you don't know yours? I mean, you got to do better than that, right?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
I just.
That's sad.
You got to be a better
He values
friend,
the
brother.
Fraternity values better than I do, I guess. I don't know.
Speaking of sadness, there's something that happened today on the air that made me sad.
With who?
With Nick.
Oh,
Valvano.
What did Nick do?
Nick made me, it made me hurt. So with Bob being out right now.
Yes.
Nick is doing, some days, the Genesis Diamonds live read.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Yeah, understand, yeah.
And since he's not engaged.
Oh.
The subject he's using is Jamie, his brother.
Oh, Nick. He's going to use Jamie. That does make me sad.
So Nick's doing the Genesis Diamond read. Jamie went to Genesis Diamond.
For Jamie. Like Jamie.
For Jamie, yes, and his wife. And he's like, and by the way, Jamie, it's great. They're them and their golden retriever running on the beach at Myrtle Beach, and she has a big ring from Genesis Diamond, and it physically made me
cringe a little
bit. But it was a great read because that's what they would like to portray.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Success and beauty.
Success and at the beach and frolicking on vacation.
Right. After the wedding.
But Nick had pizza sauce all over his shirt reading that.
So that means that.
And pants that might be split in the crotch like they were last week. It made me sad for him.
That means he's got to pop the question.
Oh, Lord heaven.
So he could.
If that ever happens.
He could make that Genesis Diamonds read about him.
If that ever happens. That wedding, Mitch. Oh, Lord heavens. It would be awesome.
Why
do you know you're invited? How do I know I'm invited?
I didn't say I am invited. I just know it would be an awesome wedding.
Great, great story.
I don't know if I'd be invited or not.
The Valvanos came to my wedding, and they, for some reason, our last name, there were two of us, two Sweeneys, I guess, in one of the registries.
Yeah.
And one of the families was the other Sweeney in the registry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
At like Target.com or whatever
right,
it was.
Right.
They were having a baby. Oh. And so they got me baby stuff.
The Valvanos did.
They thought that was. Then they figured out what happened.
Oh.
But they got me baby stuff. They had no idea.
Are they like,
yeah, they had no idea.
Why they want baby stuff? Are they expecting? What's going on here?
Because I never said anything about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to L1C4, yes, Mitch. Yes. Go ahead and break this down. How is Louisville Twitter talking about this?
I told you my thoughts. I think Louisville Twitter is in agreement with me and kind of ready to move on from L1C4.
It doesn't have any.
No, I don't.
You have when nothing I, today.
When
you
I was
have
a,
another hour and a half to go.
When
you
I was a it, right? When I came to this college in a freshman, that was 2014. L1C4 was like the bit like was big. Like
yeah,
when
was.
I was in college. L1C4. And as like I when I graduated in 2018, it was still a little bit musty. And now 3 years later, I still feel like it's hella musty.
Well, I mean, that's
you should cherish it.
You should.
Rick Pitino left it there
he
for you.
He left it for you. Look, that's my take.
Yeah.
You're trying to erase Rick Pitino from your memories, even though he provided you with greatness and actual winning teams. They went to the tournament every damn year. And
see, I never knew it was a Rick Pitino thing.
It was because Cal had players first, so Rick Pitino had to come out and he had to pivot the other way. So he went Louisville first cards forever, and they were doing the dance, and it was great. And Kentucky fans crapped on that, and Louisville fans crapped on players first, and it was a great dance. It was fantastic. But you all want to move on, and you want to kick dirt on Rick like he's gone and he's passed, and you just want no, we don't want L1C4 anymore.
But they did
anymore.
This past That's season. The last, they whined about Rick.
They did whine about
they
Rick.
They missed Rick.
They did miss Rick. They whined about it, but they want to get rid of Rick. But that's fine. Your program is so far removed for anything cool anyway. Rick Pitino was cool. What he did was cool. Nothing about your program's cool anymore. So go ahead and take L1C4 and get rid of it.
Texter's kind of right, too. It was pretty much a curse, too.
It wasn't a curse.
No, it was a curse. A lot of bad things happened to Louisville in the peak L1C4 era.
But that also a lot of good things happened during the peak L1C4 era.
It was a dance.
Too.
It was a dance. Rick had to make it say, hey, it's about the program, not about the players.
Right.
Like, he had to embrace it that way.
He did a press conference and everything to announce
Does
it.
Does Kentucky still do players first?
Now they do who's next.
Who's next?
I thought it was built different.
Oh, it's built different. You're right. That's the updated one.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, go look at Travis Graff's tweet about J.J. Trainer, big boy, read and weep.
What about it?
Texas says, Mitch doesn't know the number. Texas says, I've been out of college for 20 years, and I still remember my number.
I'm sorry. I did
Texas
get.
Texas says, Ruth Dick, LMAO.
I did get two different numbers, so I'm
confused. Why do people call Rutherford that?
What, Ruth Dick?
Yeah, why did people call him that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think some Kentucky fan called him that one time, and he just thought it was funny. He just stuck. I think it's what happened.
Well,
and it wasn't
says
me.
You got to have a little tool to get in the pit for Mudvayne. Texas says, what about uh-oh, L's up?
Yeah, there you go. Hashtag L's up.
See, I feel like people do L's up more than L1, C4 nowadays.
Mitch, when's the last time you did an L's up? Like, where you really meant it?
Yeah.
Like an emphatic L's up.
Probably in college when I was at, like, a tailgate when Lamar was here.
Oh, yeah.
That was peak Louisville Mitch.
Yeah, yeah. Texas says Mitch is trying to cancel Patino. Patino is a victim of cancel culture.
That's a great text. He would have said that if he would have been in trouble today at Louisville. He would have done the cancel culture.
Cancel
culture got me.
Texas says, why the bleep is Strebel giving a fake take about Patino and L1C4?
Because I believe in it.
What he was saying was right.
Yeah.
That was the dance back and forth.
It was, and Louisville embraced it. And now Louisville fans, we don't like it anymore. It's trash. You all love that. There was L1C4 hashtags everywhere.
I don't disagree with you, but sometimes you get, like, I loved, like, I'm sure, Strebel, you loved something a lot 10 years ago that you don't care for anymore.
UK
2K. I still like UK. I wish I still had my UK 2K shirt.
Texas says, did Mitch get hazed while pledging?
Great example. I just thought of. Why does no one do the three goggles anymore?
They do every
once in a while.
Because
they don't make three-pointers anymore.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, we haven't had many three-point shooters lately. They don't have anybody to – I mean, was B.J. Boston going to
when was the last time a Kentucky player put up the goggles?
I don't know. There's been no one who's done it on any sort of consistent basis.
Right.
I don't know.
Ron Lamb's thing.
I don't know when that faded out, though.
Yeah.
But it did fade out.
It did fade out.
And it was ultra douchey.
I liked it because Deron Lamb did it.
Oh, no. But when every single Kentucky fan would do the three goggles, it was maximum douchey.
What was douchier, that or doing the L up? I mean, because those were both heavy at that time.
Yeah, but the L's up is for the entire school. The three goggles was just for men's basketball.
Yeah.
This is Hell Sports Radio.
Yeah, it is Hell Sports
Radio.
This is
it.
We're debating three goggles versus L's up.
Texter again, did Mitch get hazed while pledging?
It was nothing bad.
What was it?
Man, you don't get to choose what was bad.
Yeah.
What happened?
I can't tell that to you guys.
Why?
Were you nude?
I'm sworn to secrecy.
Were you nude?
No, there's no instances where I was nude.
Did you get whipped?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
What a great lie. Did you get whipped?
No,
I don't think so.
Lots of candles, yes.
Yeah, candles, yeah, or they're robes, candles. Like dark robes, like they look like
druids.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad I never joined a frat.
So were they.
That's so corny. I mean,
I'm sure there's Georgetown College frats.
I'm sad for me. When I hear that, it does make me sad.
I mean, we gotta wear robes and have candles and some secrecy to join
Listen,
a club.
Listen, man,
you know what? I drank beer too, Mitch, and I didn't have to do something stupid like that. I drank a ton of beer. I went to a ton of parties. Had a great time. I didn't have to join a frat for any of that. I got to do it for free.
That's fine. Everyone has their preferences.
I was free.
I came to college. I didn't really know anyone. I thought a great way to meet people would be Russian fraternity, so that's what I did. Everyone has their own preferences.
You should have trusted you should have trusted and had confidence in your personality to make friends. You didn't need to pay for friends or do all these jump through hoops.
Well, I mean, Strebel, it's I don't know why we're having this. This is a horrible discussion. One of my best friends from college was my freshman roommate. Trust me, I get it.
Okay, all right.
Texas says the goggles are out of style. It's ice in the veins now. Texas says, hey, Strebel, how's that player's first thing going?
Pretty well. A lot better than L1C4 is going. It's feeling pretty damn well. I like where my basketball program's at. You don't. So there you go.
Texas says, a UK fan said, hum these bleeps, Ruth bleep.
That's what it was. That's exact. That was the tweet. Yes, hum. Yes, that was the one. That was great.
Texas says, was Round Daddy a man whore? A little bit, yeah.
No.
Texas says, I didn't expect a redneck to join a frat. It's a great point. Mitch had to look, I would have loved to have seen little country
society.
Mitch pledging.
Yeah, like it's the Illuminati.
Texas says, if Nick gets married, will he wear Bob's underwear? It's a great point.
It's a tradition.
It is a tradition.
In the Valvano family.
It is a tradition. We need to get an update. Mitch, do we need to take another break, or are we good here for another few minutes?
You're good for another few
minutes. Okay, 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So where are we going to stand as it pertains to the Preakness as a show? That's what we need to decide. I think the options are as follows. Mm-hmm. I think it's Baffert going 1-2.
Yeah.
Okay. And or it's Medina Spirit getting eighth place. Like, you know, towards the end. And here's what I mean by that. Not injured. Just
right.
Being beat and finishing seventh. Or
right.
Something like that.
It's something pathetic.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just not firing, as the kids would say. Now, let me lay these, situations out for you. If Baffert goes 1-2, and especially if Medina Spirit wins, mm-hmm. that is going to energize people who love Baffert.
Right. Right.
And have had to spend the last week or whatever questioning their love of him. Okay?
Yeah.
It's also going to create a bleep storm because he's going for the Triple Crown.
Right.
And at some point here, Churchill's going to have to take away this Derby win for Bob Baffert.
Right.
Okay?
It could be a fighting
And it creates a storyline for 3 weeks from now. Even though we won't talk about it much, it will give us 5% content.
Okay. Yeah,
okay?
A little bit.
In a barren land that we're getting ready to go into, especially if Kentucky basketball locks up their roster within the next few hours.
Yeah.
And Louisville, I think at some point here very, very, very soon has an assistant and somewhat soon has another basketball player, and then they'll be done. And
right.
There'll be no storylines there. And that'll be it.
Yeah.
We may get a press conference. It can get, buy us a couple days.
There's no Olivier Saar or Joey Gatewood to limp us along.
And so we would be about done.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's where the other side of this is Medina Spirit runs poorly. And Diener's heartbroken.
Because he knows he cheated.
And Blank's heartbroken.
Right. Because his writing's on the wall.
And you understand where we are with this.
Yes, I would prefer option A, where he goes 1-2 in the Preakness, and then Baffert comes out, cocky as he's ever been, does a complete heel turn, and says, "All you bleeps that turned your backs on me, how do you like me now?" And then instead of sappy, sad Diener and Blankenbaker, you have jubilant, chesty coming at you, Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
So?
I like option A better because I want to see Bob Baffert burn everybody down. I want to see him burn it all down. That's what I want to see.
So you would rather have cocky Baffert guys instead of sad, sad, downtrodden Baffert guys?
Yes. That's what I want to see.
Boy.
I want to see Diener get on the radio and call people out. I want to hear him calling out Joe Drake, whoever's got written.
Yeah, but Baffert would still lose the Derby. I mean, that would still be
there.
But
then Drew would have the argument like, "This, it doesn't even matter. This,
right.
Whatever, Betamethasone, whatever the hell it was,
right.
It doesn't matter.
Betamethasone, right.
It doesn't matter. It's still a damn good horse. You know,
let's
Churchill, go to war with Churchill Downs. That's why I see
Diener's not going to. Whoa.
I'm just saying that could set up the battlefield.
Oh, my God.
If Baffert wins this, and Churchill Downs still strips the Derby.
Yeah, but they're two different races, Strieble.
It's two different races, but
it's
the horse.
It's two different races.
Then you could argue, like, this didn't give an advantage.
Yeah, but he still cheated.
He still won.
Yeah, he still cheated,
I'm
though.
Just saying, it could set up an argument. It could set up a battle.
It won't set up any argument.
Yes, it could.
What do you think, Mitch? Which one are you going with? You're the one that's going to cut all this sound eventually.
Yeah.
I want Medina Spirit to finish dead last.
Man, I'm struggling. I feel like I'm a little bit with Mitch here.
That's fine. I want to see Baffert win.
I'm being torn in many different places.
Yeah.
Because what if that happens, Blank sad, and then they fly in next week or the week after with the DQ to the Derby? That will just be the gut punch.
That would be the
That
gut
will
punch.
Be the finishing move. That will be the fatality. You understand? That will
yeah.
be sub-zero.
But I've also seen Blank take bad news and ignore it and just not talk about it and just dismiss it away because Blank's Russia. So if something bad happens, he just brings up something else to cover up the negative story.
that could be the other side of it. If it's a gut punch and if he loses, but what's going on with this race? Or how about this Louisville thing? He'll just ignore it and push it out of the way, and we don't get any content at all.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. So there's a lot of variables
here. I like where my program is at. You won 9 games, bro.
These chesty Louisville fans, they get one win. They didn't even make the tournament. They didn't. That's the saddest thing about these chesty Louisville tweets. Like, that, like they made the tournament, made a run. Like, they went to the Final Four. Did that happen? Or did I black out? Did I just black out? Or did I have missing time where Chris Mack was cutting down the nets for the Final Four? I forgot. Your program's in a great spot. Never mind. Never mind. You guys are set to win for years. My mistake. I forgot Chris Mack on the ladder. Someone send me a picture of that. I didn't see it.
On the
Do you
ladder.
Have a video? Do you have a video of Chris Mack on the ladder cutting the net down and waving at everybody? Hi. No, y'all are sitting at home like me watching other people do it. Shut up.
Mitch, have you noticed something today with him? How much better he is today than yesterday?
I had some yesterday.
It's really not even close.
All right. I like this chair.
Do you? That chair, that chair is this old.
It makes me comfortable.
It's good. It's an old. It is a comfortable chair.
It's a very comfortable chair.
It's
I
a
like
very
it.
Comfortable chair, but it's old. It is an old chair.
Yeah, that's
But
fine.
It's better than chairs that have cost much more
yeah.
than I've sat in. You're
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But I love this chair.
That's the only reason I've kept it. It's just an, it's an old. It's just an old recliner.
It's
that's
set,
what it
it's
is.
It's sat in. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It
yeah.
just feels comfortable.
It's used.
Yeah.
Texas says, can we get Mitch's black-eyed Susan picks?
No, because I haven't looked.
Texas says, if you weren't in a frat in college, you were a liberal.
What?
Yeah, you lib.
I didn't know frats had political affiliations.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Texas says, Strebel, no frat would even want you.
You'd be surprised.
Texas says, the three goggles went away when it was adopted by MAGA. Who now throw it up in protest. Yeah, there's a lot of, now it's white power.
Yeah,
that's why
there
they
we
okay,
go.
There it
okay,
goes.
Yeah, thank yeah. you all yeah, very yeah. much. Yeah, I appreciate yeah. you. Yeah, thank you for texting to the show. I'm surprised it took that long.
There's one on here that just says, blank playing hockey.
Oh, that had to be for Ennis.
No. It's a, I meant to bring this up earlier. Blank? It's a video of Vladimir Putin scoring 8 goals.
there's not.
Yeah, it was a couple days on the internet. Yeah,
oh,
Vladimir Putin scored an amazing 8 goals today to lead his hockey team to a 13-9 victory. The highlights on Russian TV tonight show opponents playing horrible defense on Putin like their life depended on it, which it did.
It did.
Can you imagine? Oh, yeah.
Like, if you don't let him score, Blank you're getting shot or poisoned.
Blank would be one of the defenders who would lay down.
Just fall
so
over.
So Satterfield could go in, shoot it top shelf.
Move. Coach Brewer's coming through.
He helps Brewer score on the
it's like Kim Jong Un's father, I may have gotten it mixed up. He shot a perfect golf game. You remember that? The North Korean dictator.
Yeah.
He shot a perfect game in golf.
He shot an 18.
Yeah.
He shot an 18.
That came out. They're like, wow, he's the greatest golfer ever.
He shot an 18. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. 437-9680. Did you guys see how much Kenny Mayne was making?
It was like $24 million or something ridiculous that.
I don't know his total deal, but Kenny Mayne was making he was making at least $1.5 million, if not, they think he was making $1.7 million.
Wow.
For 150 sports centers a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for Kenny Mayne. That's a nice gig.
Did he go? Yeah. Did he go somewhere, or is he just like retiring? Or
no? They asked him to take a 61% pay cut.
Oh, he said,
"Jeez."
It's probably going to happen to Bomani Jones here soon, and a couple other people. What I find interesting about it is the people they do like.
Yeah,
like Chris Berman.
Yeah,
like do we need Chris Berman back for 2 more years? I
thought he retired, and he just keep bringing
he did
him
like
back
3 times.
Yeah,
I say this in all seriousness. There's part of me that's shocked they brought Marty Smith back.
How much money he makes?
Well, yeah. I mean, just because. Yeah. I mean, they don't care who you are. They think they can replace you.
Yeah.
I mean, Marty Smith, his shtick is not easy to replace. And what I think it is, I think it's because he gets access from Clemson and Alabama that others don't.
Yeah. Well, then those
that's
the,
all that it is.
Yeah.
It's not his storytelling or his work. That's my belief.
Yeah.
He gets inside access to Alabama and Saban and Dabo and Clemson that others don't get.
Yeah. And that's
he has followed them consistently and will get the goods there. He will do something TV-wise that you can't replicate.
Right.
That's his value. I'm still stunned by it, though.
Yeah, he's made himself valuable in that regard. Kind of like, I mean, ESPN, like Brian Windhorst with LeBron James. I mean, he was able to do that with LeBron
ESPN
James.
ESPN has devalued they've devalued radio, in my opinion, and they've devalued talent on not their biggest items.
Right.
And on their biggest items, they're putting you everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, they're paying Mike Greenberg a lot, so he's going to be on the NFL draft.
Yes.
Because we're paying him so much.
Yeah, he's got to be on.
I don't know.
He's got to be on Get Up. He's got to be on Get Up. He's got to be on Greeny and the NFL draft. I mean, you're right. He's everywhere. He's all over the
place. Yeah, so Kenny Payne was making maybe upwards of $1.7 million to do 150 sports centers a year.
Man, that's a great deal.
That's a deal, man.
That's a great deal.
He's good.
He is. Everybody likes Kenny Payne. I mean, who doesn't like Kenny Payne?
I think Mitch probably does.
Mitch has an issue with
Kenny. Yeah, that's probably.
I like Kenny Payne.
Okay.
I thought it said Kenny Payne. You like Kenny Payne too?
I like Kenny Payne.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. More basketball talk. Mixtape coming up in about a half an hour. I need to tell you about the Fitness Market. You can find them online right now, thefitnessmarket.com, or on their Facebook page. Just type in Fitness Market, find them there. They have the Plant Side Drive location, the Westport Road location, family-owned business. They can get you set up today. The best brands at the best prices. All the treadmills, all the ellipticals, exercise bikes, electric bikes, rowing machines, tons of weights and strength equipment. Look at the Florida Gators scoring on your Kentucky Wildcats up there.
They always
you
make
see
sure
that?
That's
yeah,
there.
You better believe they did.
Yeah.
They can work with any budget. Financing is available. They'll show you exactly where to put that piece of equipment in your home. They've gently used equipment. Everyone seemingly at ESPN Louisville has something or many things from the Fitness Market. If you're looking to build that home gym, start building that home gym, whatever it may be, they got you covered. I got a treadmill about 3-4 years ago. It's fantastic. Was on that today. 882-2694. Find them online today, thefitnessmarket.com.
BetRivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.